Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. Good morning. It is Political Coffee here. That's for the show where we talk about politics over a cup of coffee. Coffee should have, especially in the morning, a stimulative effect, but also, kind of a calming. Because sometimes politics is anything but calming, especially when you figure out how it affects you. Here's what we got on tap for today, friends. We're going to talk in the first half hour of the show about Mike Nierman's former aide being chosen to replace him as the new representative, state representative from House District 23, because Mike was kicked out of the legislature by his colleagues for something that was not an expulsion offense, in my personal opinion, being a former member of the Oregon House of Representatives. I know a little bit about this. We're going to talk about that. I had a conversation with Mike last night. I called him, talked with him. I'll share with you a little bit about that. Also, at the bottom of the hour, remember, Mike Nierman has been charged by the Marion County District Attorney. Because he walked out the door, right? Didn't shut the door immediately behind him. Then this video surfaces saying, wink, wink, nod, nod, ha, ha. I might just do that. At a big patriotic rally. He's being charged with a number of misdemeanors. Two misdemeanors, as a matter of fact. So also is our interviewee. At the bottom of the hour, fitness model, mother of three girls, wife, former school teacher, Wendy Myers. She was there that day, along with a lot of other parents and patriots and their children, out front protesting the fact that they were being locked out of the Capitol building, the People's Building. We're going to talk with her about that at the bottom of the hour. You don't want to miss it because, you see, she was not arrested that day, folks. But she was later served with papers by the Marion County DA, being charged just like Mike Nierman is. She's had to get a lawyer. She's going to tell her story. You don't want to miss it. It's at the bottom of the hour. Also, a couple of other things that I want to share with you. There's an interesting story about how a Oregon government workers union leader, Melissa Unger, gal I know, when I served in the House, she was there as a staffer. She's executive director of the Service Employees International Union Local 503. She's exploring, they're floating, they're leaking in an attempt to intimidate Democrats that she may run for governor. As a union leader. Now, why would they be doing this? They're sending a powerful message to all of the moderate candidates, the people that could actually win across Oregon as a Democrat. Because you have to be a sheep in the Democrat Party. Otherwise, they destroy you, as the unions did. Senator Mark Hass, running against the current Secretary of State, Shamia Fagan. Both of them were state senators. Mark Hass voted against the unions on a kick the can down the road, meaningless PERS reform bill, and they were livid. So they funded massively a campaign against Mark Hass, was the odds-on favorite to win the Democrat nomination to be Secretary of State of Oregon. Shamia Fagan beat him because the unions sent a clear message, you don't go against us. And folks, it's exactly what they're doing here. They're going to run a union leader to send a clear message to all of the Democrat candidates. You will bow before us and kiss our ring. And folks, that's what usually happens to anyone on the left running for any position, period. It could be school board, county commission, certainly all of that. You bow and kiss the ring of the radical leftist government worker unions of Oregon. That's what you do if you want to get elected. And they're sending this strong message. You better do what we want. Don't you dare go against us. Something else, a couple of things that I want to share with you also before I get started here. 503-589-1220, by the way, is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, Avis sent a big thank you to Mary Sterrett, one of the two Yamhill County commissioners who defended Mike Nierman in her comments. She sends a big thank you to him. And she sent that to me by email, which is why I mentioned that. So, friends, you can stop the ridiculous bill that got passed that turns you into a felon if you have a gun in your home that you don't have locked up. Or if you're too close, just close, next to a government building that has banned concealed carry. That bill, Senate Bill 554, which would not have happened if Fred Girard and the other rhino senators had chosen to walk out early in the session, shut it down, negotiate their way back in, and don't buy the lie saying that they couldn't do it. That the previous three walkouts, all of which worked, and forced the Democrats' hand, wouldn't have worked this time because the Democrats were just, it poisoned well. That's what Fred says. It's a lie. I'm sorry, folks. It's a lie. It's not true. It goes against every bit of common sense in human nature. Why would you give up a strategy that worked really well for you? That works every time. You know why? Because it gives you leverage to negotiate. And they had no other leverage. And this is one of the ways it's played out. Senate Bill 554 being passed. These other bills that allow dirty voter rolls forever that we talked about yesterday, that also got passed. And there are others, and you know, we've talked about them. Anyway, if you want to defend your family and stop Senate Bill 554, you need to sign the petition. ResponsibleResponse.com is the website. ResponsibleResponse.com. You can download and sign the single signer petition, mail it, stamp on it, send it in. ResponsibleResponse.com. And oh, by the way, you know who put that website up? Mike Nierman. And also, you can call the governor's office to stop the small business tax increase that's about to happen. Stop her. Ask her not to sign it. This is this new tax increase. It's a 17% small business tax hike, and it is specifically aimed at small family businesses. And the Democrats passed it. But you know what? Again, it wouldn't have passed if Fred and the boys had decided to walk out. But you know, when they offer you $4 million for your district, pretty hard to walk out, isn't it? Or $2 million if you're a House member. So much for your principles. We're going to talk with Wendy Myers at the bottom of this hour. She is a patriot, a woman of principle, about how and why she has been charged with a misdemeanor of criminal trespass. So I want to apologize just briefly a little bit to you all for, you know, I try not to be negative on the air. Because I personally don't like that when I listen to other talk show hosts. I want to be direct. I want to be passionate. Yes. The whole purpose of this show is to talk about the political issues of the day in a manner that gives you the ability to use them, the issues of the day, to change your world by persuading a persuadable person, having meaningful conversations, not debating, not arguing, but meaningful conversations. And that means you can't be overly negative. Yesterday I was, and I apologize for that. I'm very passionate about the issue of liberty, and you should be too. I'm also very passionate about my personal faith. That has to be a part of this equation, because America was founded on the principles of liberty, which are principles that come right out of the Bible, folks. That's why we were founded by people who came here because of religious persecution. They were people of prayer. And our government was formed, and we just celebrated the 4th of July, because people, men and women, stood up and were willing to be counted for the cause of liberty, for inalienable rights given to us by our Creator, God. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You see, that's what Mike Nierman was upset about when the Democrats shut down the Capitol and refused to let the people in. Yes, he shouldn't have done the wink, wink, nod thing and walked out the door knowing that people were going to walk in. But you don't expel somebody for that. He believes in liberty. He's a patriot. So also is Wendy Myers. We'll talk with her at the bottom of the hour, why she's so passionate about liberty, why you should be too. You see, out of this whole thing with Mike Nierman, there is a positive that can be gained from it. And that is the renewed focus on liberty. That's what we need to take away from this. And at the party level, the local Republican Party level, you need to understand, and all of you who voted against Mike Nierman, especially you, Bill Post, former radio talk show host, former friend of mine, who has accused Mike Nierman of lying in the New York Times article. I talked with Mike about that last night, and Mike's at peace with all of this. He's not at peace with Bill Post. He's very upset with Bill for accusing him of lying. Mike Nierman has never been a liar in all the years that I've known him. Bill Post would have disassociated himself with Mike Nierman years ago instead of being his buddy if Mike Nierman was a liar. Bill asked Mike a question directly in his office, just the two of them. Is there any other stuff that's coming out? And Mike said, well, maybe some texts. He couldn't remember everything that he had done. And when you've gone around the state talking and given as many speeches as Mike Nierman has, you're not going to remember every one of them. He didn't remember doing this video. Bill says that's a lie. That was lying to him. Unfortunately, Bill and the other Republicans are only using that as an excuse because they are worried that Mike Nierman being charged by the DA is a black mark against the Republicans and will be used by the Democrats against them, and they'll lose the seat, which is ridiculous because it's a heavily Republican seat and a conservative place. Mike Nierman doesn't lie, ever, folks. You should know. When we come back, 6:20 in the morning, a little bit more about all of this. You're listening to the Coffee Talk.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to complete my thought in a moment about why Republicans need to understand the opportunity they have just blown in this Mike Nierman and the Rhino Republican senators not walking out and stopping a lot of bad bills that became law and you'll never unwind. Why this is actually an opportunity if Republicans are smart enough, and conservatives, not just Republicans, but conservatives who don't like the Republican Party and aren't part of the party, but are patriots, why they need to think of this as an opportunity, because it is, folks, profoundly an opportunity. So also is the opportunity for you to fix your roof. What? And do it at the fraction of a cost of a new roof. Now, what am I talking about? Talking about Roof Max. It is a product you can only get from Pfeiffer Roofing. You know, this great company, local family-owned company in the Salem area. It's been here in business since 1978. Roof Max is a product. And if you go to their website, you can watch a video on it and read about it. It's PfeifferRoofing.com. And let me spell Pfeiffer. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R, PfeifferRoofing.com. Click on Roof Max when the homepage comes up. And you'll learn all about what Roof Max does for you and how it's got a five-year guarantee. Folks, it's soybean-based material, and they spray it on your roof. And there's a video that shows them doing this. And you know what it does? It permeates. It goes into the actual asphalt shingles, and it seals them up. Rejuvenates them. It's done at a fraction of the cost. It solves your problem for a time, especially maybe if you're trying to sell your home, you don't want to put a new roof on it, and you know it's kind of on the margins. Maybe you've just had that roof leak and you know it's there and you know it's going to be back. This is the perfect opportune time to do it. Again, it is at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Pfeiffer Roofing comes up. They do a great roof inspection. They'll take pictures. They'll show it to you. All the little roof tune-up things that maybe they need to do while they're spraying on Roof Max. Again, you can only get this at Pfeiffer Roofing. Don't wait until it's too late. Do what you need to do today. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Call them at 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Here's the opportunity. Republicans who have betrayed Mike Nierman, and he feels betrayed, by the way. I mean, he's okay. He's at peace with all of this. He's looking for what he can do next. But because he feels betrayed, he shared with me some of his thoughts about that. And I'm not going to say anything more than other. He also recognizes this is a missed opportunity. Because the people who believe in liberty, and they're not necessarily Republicans, they want somebody to stand up and fight for liberty. They truly do. And we know that, folks. Because a lot of people that showed up at the Capitol that day in December in Oregon were not Republicans. There were people who believed in the concept of liberty, and they brought their children. They brought their kids. And we're going to talk with Wendy Myers about that here in the moment. She was there. She's being charged with a crime because she tried to get into the building, didn't even get in there. We're going to talk with her at the bottom of the hour. Folks, the opportunity here is liberty. And that crosses party lines. Believe me, it does. And that's what Republicans need to be talking about. That's what conservatives need to be talking about. That's the purpose of this show. It isn't so much about the Republican Party, folks, because it's pretty flawed. Let's just be honest. And leadership especially, they've blown it big time. Because the message they've sent is, hey, you know what? If you don't toe the line exactly the way we want and we don't like you, you're out of here. And we're not going to stand behind you. They could have, they should have. Mike and I talked about that. It was a betrayal. But you know what? Our opportunity is to help support people of character and virtue and who will stand firm for the cause of liberty in Republican primaries, because you ain't going to get that in the Democrat side, folks. You bow and kiss the ring of the unions like we talked about either. All right, let's go to the phones quickly. Art, we're going to go to you first. Go.
Good morning, Jeff. Yep. Republican Party, no backbone. Allow the Democratic Party to bully and dictate what goes on here in Oregon. Failed leadership without a doubt. I do want to say that I wish Mike the best in whatever he does to move forward. And this new individual that got the, it was Mike's aide.
Yes, Anna Scharf worked with Mike, and so she has a knowledge of the Capitol. I wish her the best. It's a tough situation to come into. Art, going to let you go. Thank you, because I need to move on to another caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you, and what do you have to say today?
Hello, my name is Colin, and my first time ever calling into this radio program. You guys, I've been listening for a few months. You guys really rule. I just wanted to point out one thing. On the note of the gun law passed that turns most of us into felons, there is borderline no way for that to be enforced. I mean, unless they come into our houses and actually say, you know, oh, is your firearm stored properly? They're not going to know. So how exactly are they supposed to enforce that?
Well, it's a good point. The reality is two ways that I could see that has happened. Number one is if somebody does try to kick you in the door and you had a weapon unsecured there and you're able to defend yourself, and that story gets out, the cops come, you could be arrested at that moment because you didn't have it locked up, okay, because they're going to ask you that question. That's the first way. Second way is if somebody comes into your house and snitches on you, sees that you've got a weapon out there. Those are the ways, Colin, that it could happen that I see. Maybe there are others. I don't know.
Guess you're right on that one, yeah. Anyway, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Hey, I really appreciate you, Colin. Thank you for listening. Your opinion matters.
Folks, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Stand. Fight hard, folks. Sign the petition. ResponsibleResponse.com. You can let us, the people, have the vote on whether we want to be able to defend our families with an unsecured firearm in our home the next time a whole invasion guy kicks in the front door or tries to. And it's worse than that. It's 6:30 in the morning. Back with fitness model Wendy Myers, who's been charged with a crime for being at the Capitol in Salem in December trying to get in. Back in a minute.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Wendy Myers, fitness model, wife, and mother, and charged with trespassing. She went to the Oregon Capitol in December and protested along with a lot of other people and their families outside. Before I do that, I want to remind you, Freedom Heating and Air is another company that is very patriotic, and they believe in liberty. They've been doing a great job for their customers here in the Salem area for over 40 years. They have discounts for veterans and for senior citizens. But most importantly, they really take care of you. And they have these emergency services, kind of what they specialize in. If the, you know, the days are hot, like they were yesterday, 92 degrees here, and your air conditioning ain't working, they can come fix it right away. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. Check them out. Give them a call. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Wendy Myers joins us right now. Wendy's a former school teacher. She's a fitness model. She's a wife and a mother, and most of all, a passionate patriot. Wendy, good morning.
Morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
It's fantastic to have you. All right, so you were not arrested that day that you were at the Capitol, but you tried
Correct.
To get into the building, and now you, even though you didn't get access into the building, now you've been charged. Why don't you just quickly relate to our radio audience why? What happened and what you've been charged with?
Yeah, no, thank you. So it was a very peaceful patriotic rally on December 21st. We were trying to showcase that we were not going to put up with her behind closed door proceedings like she was doing to pass all these bills. And we know our constitutional rights. That building is ours to be in. So we were out there. It was a family rally. There was kids there. There was elderly there. So none of us had weapons. We were all peaceful. We just wanted our voice to be heard. I mean, as most of the organizers know, we feel like our voices are not being heard. So we just wanted to tell Kate and everybody up there, hey, we know what's going on. We know you're passing these bills. So we were just kind of chanting and saying, hey, you know, give us our rights. We started singing songs. It was just, it was actually very patriotic in the sense to see other people that cared about our freedoms. So I don't know, a little bit into it, there was a window open on the second floor. So I decided that since I was small and strong that I would try and get in there. So as I got in and up on the window, I was about to put my leg in to kind of slide under, and I was met by four cops with huge mace bottles. So I was like, okay, well, this didn't work. But the problem was that they didn't see it that way. And one cop, the cop that actually came to my door later in April and charged me, started shoving me out the window, fully knowing that it was a second floor window. And so I started to put my leg in a little farther in order to balance myself. That didn't work because then he just shoved me harder. And as soon as I would drop my head to kind of look down into the window to try and talk to him peacefully, they, of course, put the mace up. So I was like, well, this is going to be interesting to try and get down. So after I finally got down, things got, a little, it just continued to go from there. And I saw things that day that I honestly can't believe that I saw in America. Being a previous history teacher, the things that were done at that rally never should have been done by cops in America. There was a 13-year-old girl that was maced in the face. There was a lady that was shot point blank by a rubber bullet. There was an elderly man that was totally beaten up. Tear gas was thrown on all of us. So it was just a day where you start to question, do we actually have freedoms here in America to stand up and peacefully protest when you see every day BLM and Antifa rioting, destroying, hurting, looting, stealing, and nothing is happening to them. Nothing is, you know, they aren't even getting a slap on the wrist. And then a bunch of peaceful protesters with kids and elderly are tear gassed and beaten up for literally standing outside the Capitol and saying, we want our voices to be heard. We know something's wrong. And we all walked away that day thinking, you know, at least maybe we've made our voice be heard. At least maybe we've helped other people rise up and wake up. And then in April, I got a knock on my door, and it was a state trooper who came to my door and was all too happy to give me a citation and a charge, saying that he was actually the cop that was shoving me out the window. And he was thrilled to tell me that I now had charges of disorderly conduct in the second degree, which is interesting because that's defined as violent. So I guess I'm, you know, now seen as violent for using my voice. And then the second charge was trespassing in the second degree. Criminal trespassing.
Right, criminal trespass. So you've been charged, but you were not arrested that day, correct?
I was not arrested, but it is considered that I was arrested in April because I was actually trying to get my gun license and it was denied. And I called and I'm like, well, that's interesting. Why would that be denied? And the lady's like, well, you've been arrested. I'm like, no, I haven't. I've been charged. But apparently in Oregon, once you've been charged, you've been arrested. There's no difference.
I see. All right. So you've had to hire a lawyer to defend yourself. So where do you stand right now, number one? And secondly, how has this impacted your life? So has this impacted your business? I mean, you're a fitness model. You have your own business. People hire you to do modeling shoots, that kind of thing. Has this been a negative for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been a rough one ever since I was a pro freedom person on my Instagram. I mean, I was banned, shadow banned for 8 months, and that's, you know, that's my income. That's, part of it. That's my networking. I had probably about six photographers that banned me and said they would never work with me again. But you know what I always told people when they said if it was worth it, I said, hell yeah. I mean, people have died for me to have the freedoms I've got. And there's no way that I'm going to roll over while I'm still alive and let those freedoms be taken from me because this is America. And that's just, you know, we want to fight for our freedoms. We have those rights. Those rights have been bought with blood. And I'm just not going to roll over and give those away. So yeah, it's influenced, it's or impacted my life. But I think kind of the motto for my life has always been whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I know it's cliche, but it's just been very true for my life. So it's definitely just made me fierier, and I'm going to fight all the more. So that's where I'm standing right now with my lawyer. Is I wasn't actually going to take a lawyer because I couldn't afford one. I was just going to be like, okay, I guess I'm going to jail. And told my kids that. And of course, my youngest was hilarious. She's like, I know, Mom, because she's a patriot too. She's so passionate. And she's like, it's okay. And then Ben from Free Oregon, who I'm part of, said, nope, we're going to fight this for you. And I said, okay, I'll take a lawyer if he fights, because I'm not taking a plea bargain. You know, this is, we're either fighting or I'm not taking a lawyer. So that's where we're at. We have a court date on the 16th where we're basically going to plead innocence to both charges.
And this is Marion County, correct?
Where it goes. Yes,
this is Marion County DA charging, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you mentioned to me on the phone yesterday that you're part of an organization called Free the People?
It's Free Oregon. Yes.
FreeOregon.us. Okay. All right. And how have they helped you, and how can our people help you with them?
Definitely. Well, Free Oregon is amazing, not just for people like me, but for Oregonians in general. And I'll speak briefly about all this. They are a bipartisan group of people who are, their goal is slowing down the state and local leaders that are driving us towards socialism. So, you know, it's been a pretty rough last year for everybody. We're all trying to come off of that. We're still living and surviving in inflation. Some of us don't have work. Some of us do. Our kids haven't been allowed to learn. And now some of us are homeschooling. We've got marriages dissolving. You know, Obama gave us bread in a circus. Biden is giving us chaos and crisis. The first teases and pleases and second defeats and stresses out is what I like to tell people. But the thing is both of those things, both of those groups of people took our eyes off of what the leaders were doing, which is where Free Oregon really steps in to help us. Because Free Oregon is trying to inform people about what Kate is doing. Free Oregon is not only trying to inform them, but they're also fighting for it. So with the whole critical race theory issue, Free Oregon elected, was able to get, you know, freedom people elected to school boards so that we could try and stop that process from happening. Didn't work in all counties. That obviously takes money. So one of the things we're trying to do is get freedom people elected to local places. The other thing that we're trying to work on is raise money for people like myself and who are patriots who stood up for things. About 3 months ago, we helped out a family who was losing their bar because they were patriotic. And so we had a fundraiser dinner, and it was an amazing time of people meeting each other, and we were able to raise $5,000 for them. So
that's fantastic.
Whole point is that we don't just want to be here saying, hey, we're politicians trying to get people in office. That is one of so many different processes. We want to help patriots be able to stand up and start saying, I know that somebody's got my back if I'm going to stand up and be a true patriot. So the way that you can donate is you just go to freeoregon.us/donate. And then there's three different funds that you can choose to donate to. There's the Freedom Fund that goes to elections and operations. There's the Patriot Defense Fund that goes to help patriots like myself. And then there's a Medical Freedom Fund that goes to finance legal recourse against the state for violating medical privacy, because they're trying to pass the whole vaccination passport here in Oregon. So Free Oregon is really stepping in for all of us that are just barely keeping our heads above water. And they're giving us the information, and they're giving us the way to stand united, because we need to stand united. We need to defend. We need to fight back. But like your listeners know, we're all so exhausted from just trying to live right now that, you know, we don't know what's going on. Take, for instance, there's a Title 33 that's coming down the tube that's trying to take away city building codes so that structures without running water and sewer are considered illegal. Now, the reason they're trying to do this is that makes homelessness legal, so they can no longer kick out.
Wendy, hang on through the break here. We're going to take a 2-minute break.
Okay.
We'll be back with Wendy Myers. Let's finish up on the other side. It's a great point to make. Folks, don't go away. Your liberty's at stake. You better pay attention. All night long.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
By the way, this show will be podcast, and you can go to kslm.news, and you can listen to the entire show, and you can look at the various news stories that I use during the show. I'll have links up on the show plan. You just go to kslm.news, click on podcast, you find Political Coffee, you click on that, and then you can find the archive and the recording of all of it and the resources. Before we go back to Wendy Myers, want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. You know, finding a good contractor that you can trust to actually come into your home and do a kitchen or a bathroom remodel and not just disrupt your life beyond and making it an ugly experience and beyond unbelievable anger. If you've ever experienced it, you know what I mean. You don't have that with Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. Don't take my word for it. Go to their website. Check it out. Great customer testimonials and before and after pictures. RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. We're back with Wendy Myers. Folks, if you want to help pay for her legal fees, go to FreeOregon.us. FreeOregon.us. Join in with the other patriots and standing up for your liberty. Wendy, you were talking about some of these other bills that are being passed that are an assault on our liberty. And as you talk to people about this, you mentioned you've been shadow banned. You're on Instagram. People can follow you on Instagram. You've been shadow banned. Do you feel like it's harder for you to get the message out about these kinds of bills you were just talking about?
Oh, definitely. I mean, my Instagram was more for fitness modeling and trying to get people to live their best life through getting fit. But I constantly had patriotic posts, and I constantly was talking about things that would happen, and those posts would get taken down. If I ever used the word freedom, if I ever used the word liberty, it was completely taken down. So it got interesting in how to try and do that. But the very cool thing was I found so many patriots. So I can't post anything really patriotic other than a shot with a flag now, but I can talk to people in DMs that are patriotic that are trying to do things. So that's kind of been the networking there. But yeah, even Facebook. I mean, I canceled my Facebook account and then had to restart it just for modeling connections. But they still do not let me put anything up that's patriotic or has any information whatsoever about anything that patriots need to know about our freedoms being taken away. So yeah, we definitely don't have a voice, and that's why I'm fighting. I mean, we need to get a voice. We need to have a way to speak to each other. We need to have a way to tell people what's going on. And that's why I love Free Oregon, because they're trying to do that. They're telling us, like, an ordinance was just passed in Portland that allows homeless people to live within 10 feet of your private property. So now when you come home, you have to walk past homeless people that are doing drugs, that are drunk, that are possibly violent, and your kids now can't play because there's these people that are allowed to literally legally live there. That was passed. And this is happening, and how many people know that? So now you can't call the cops and ask for these people to be taken away. That's now their right. And the thing that people don't understand is this is the start of communism, because communism diminishes private property. And that's what Kate's trying to do. Kate is trying to take our private property so that we no longer have our rights. And people need to start standing up. We can't, I mean, critical race theory in the schools is bad enough. And how many people didn't know about that? And like I said, I'm not blaming people. We're exhausted. We're tired. We're fighting for our lives right now. And that's the lead. That's what they've planned this, you know? And so Free Oregon is stepping in and informing us and then fighting and giving us the resources to fight along with them. But that does take money. So yes, if your viewers, you know, it would be amazing if they could donate to Free Oregon, because it goes to so many causes. And it's not just patriots. It's not just me that the lawyer fees are funding. It's for any patriot that stands up. There's another man right now facing federal charges, and he is facing charges for January 6th. So it's an amazing group of people. If your listeners want to get involved in people that are patriotic and really want to help this country, especially Oregon, get our freedoms back. Because, I mean, anybody looking at the political weather map, in a sense, they see that the West Coast is where it's starting. And I talked to a lot of people in Florida and Tennessee, and they're like, oh, it's so great to, you know, be in a red area where our life is back to normal. And I keep trying to tell them it's not back to normal. You know, this is just a mirage in a sense, because what's going on in the West Coast is going to trickle and start coming to you guys.
Yes, it will.
We have to fight here.
Yes, it will. And that's why the message of liberty has to be that central message. Wendy, in your experience now, as you've interacted with people who've learned about your circumstance, your passion for liberty and patriotism, is it your sense that this really cuts across all party and many ideological lines, and that the concept of liberty is an issue that we can all come together on?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I think that's the coolest part about all this. You know, America is being divided in so many ways by the fake news. And when you get down to humanity at its basic level, we all want freedom. We all want our kids to have a better life than we did. And I think that's the greatest part. Sometimes when things get so bad, that's when they can start to build back up in the right way. And I think that's where we're at. We need to come around each other and support each other and be united around freedom. People have come from so many different backgrounds and countries for the purpose of freedom to this country. That is what we can fight against. We need to set aside our petty differences, because right now those things don't matter. And we need to be able to fight for freedom together.
Well said. Wendy, thank you so much for your time, folks. If you want to help her and help other patriots who believe like her across party lines in the cause of liberty, go to freeoregon.us, learn about them, make a donation, won't you, to not only help Wendy fight and pay for her legal costs, but stand up for other people. Wendy, be blessed out there. We appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Wendy Myers, folks, there you go. It's liberty. That is the thing. That is the cause that has always joined disparate people across this land from the very founding of this nation. There were people in taverns that were planning the Revolutionary War, and there were pastors in pulpits that were standing up, all joining together, saved and sinners, standing together for what? Cause of liberty. That's worthy, isn't it? Thank God. And I mean, truly thank God that we had men and women, families, who put their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor on the line in signing the Declaration of Independence, and began a fight against tyranny, folks. And it lasts to this day. We either stand and we fight for our liberty, or we lose it, folks. Our republic is worth saving. America is worth saving, truly. That's why you need to go to freeoregon.us. Help them out. Friends, I also want to thank Pro Bioscience, the great Salem-based company that uses CBD, all-natural, Oregon-grown only CBD. And I know, because I sold them my CBD when I grew it as a farmer. It is the highest quality there is. Oregon has the toughest standards in growing it, and the products work. I use them every day. The pain stick that helps me deal with my muscle soreness when I overdo a workout, or some of my older injuries because I was stupid. All of it, folks. Go to pro-bioscience.com, pro-markbioscience.com. And if you buy anything, use the discount code HOT, H-O-T, during the month of July, and you get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Thanks for joining us, folks. I'm back tomorrow. I hope you are, too. Be blessed.